Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create exceptional engineering teams. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and today we're going to be talking about triage. And that's the triage you're going to do in order to make sure you gain control of your day-to-day work. This episode, we're going to be talking about a few tactics to gain control of your day-to-day work. And I'm not talking about calendars right now, which I have different episodes for. I'm talking about your actual ability to remain in control and focused. Because when I'm working with executives, I often see the same behavior. We have the innate need to help people immediately. You walk down the hall, someone sees you, raises their hand, and immediately you're at their beck and call, helping them with whatever they need right now without understanding, first of all, whether that thing should be taking your focus and attention at that specific moment. It might not be happening physically in an office right now due to COVID, but the same happens when you're on a Slack or on an email. You suddenly see yourself tagged somewhere and you feel the need to immediately help. Immediately reply, immediately be there for them. And that, of course, is a good instinct. You need to understand that you are valuable for your people and that at least part of your work is to help them with whatever they need, not just being authoritarian and telling them what to do. You cannot be domineering, right? And still, the triage that I'm talking about is that you should understand whether you should be digging into whether they have right now or doing it later. This might sound to you like a very basic tactic, but I can guarantee you, I see this time and time again with the majority of executives I work with, whether they are first timers or not, by the way. And some of them describe this as having a drowning feeling. It's the middle of the day and you feel like you're drowning. There are so many issues open in your head that you keep looping and going from one to the next. And then you get another question that another person asks you to do something. People are hitting you hard with lots of things and your brain essentially tries to hold the whole picture live. And that takes an enormous toll on your cognitive abilities. This has been proven by research. And there is no need to try and be this hero of an executive. You do not need this facade of, yes, I'm always alert, I'm always attentive, you can always ask me whatever, I can always help you right on the spot. I've talked in a previous episode about getting rid of your heroes, and that was about hero coders, but the same course applies to you, my friend. You cannot be the hero executive, at least not in the form of the one that is always at the beck and call of the team. You need to be in control of your day-to-day and of your focus and cognitive load. So let's start by doing this triage. When you first get another input, do a quick assessment. Is this something that can wait? Are we talking about something that's maybe important but does not have to be handled right this instant? And I know your default is to say, yeah, what do you need? But your default needs to be, before you say yes, is to shut up, count to five in your head, and only then answer. Those 2.5 seconds are going to be so valuable. You're going to be so surprised. So before you say yes, ask, is this urgent? And if it's not, you don't need to say, all right, ping me later. It's definitely fine to say, all right, I'm writing it down. Write down a note, get back to Dave. Or tell them, please at me on Slack and I'll get back to you once I have a second. I think this is even more important when we're talking about remote work, and that is because people might be used to, you know, raising their hand as they see you in the office, but that is not as often as how accessible you are when we're all online the whole day on Slack. And so you might be getting bombarded by at mentions one after the other. Write it down to a single inbox and move from there. Next, you need to be triaging these by urgency, importance, and whether this is something you need to be doing at all, right? If this is a basic question that they could have gotten an answer from, you know, a peer. Let them know that. Make them talk to one another. When I talk about working in remote environments, I always say we need to communicate in the open. Next, if you realize that this is something that you yourself should be answering, should be handling, quickly assess it. What's the severity of it? As in, if this happens, how bad is it gonna be? Then consider how likely is it to happen and when. These comprise its urgency. By knowing the severity and the likelihood of when it's going to happen, if at all, you can determine whether something really is urgent. And once you've determined whether it is urgent or not, you of course should also consider how important it is. And only then should you move on to decide when is the best time to start handling it. Again, this is basic triage, like you see on all those TV shows. When there's a big medical emergency, you will be overwhelmed unless you quickly and methodically go over the things you should be considering and deciding fast what is the current priority. And of course, as you sit down to tackle an issue, assess the risks. Other than the severity and the likelihood, you need to be thinking about the preventive to put in place in order to make it not happen at all, and contingencies. What will you do if it does happen? Your full set of options allows you to make a decision faster and not get sucked into decision waffling. For example, you're walking down the hall and some senior employee lets you know they'd like to have a minute with you. And that is when you should be getting your spidey senses tingling, because someone important just might be leaving or wanting to leave. And these are the situations where you have to quickly run the assessment in your head, triage it, and realize, all right, I need to sit down with her right now and postpone whatever meeting I was on the way to. Only by doing that, by this triage, will you be able to take control of your day-to-day and remain a leader. You do not want to be this weird automaton that keeps getting all these inputs and runs along to provide the result. Leadership means that you need to be leading, not just reactive, but the time to be proactive. Take a hold of your day, take a hold of your career, really, and start triaging. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have not yet, subscribe to the best tech executive newsletter on the internet, The Change Catalyst. You can find the link in the show notes. Thank you for joining me, and talk soon.